This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's been rainy and overcast out in the grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote. It's so good to get rainfall, but I think it's an indication of having lived in southern Arizona too long when a couple of overcast days depress you. Okay, I need some sunshine now. You know, blue skies. Jeez, so spoiled, aren't we? In the hills above the grassland, of course, it's moisture in the form of snow, not rain. But rain or snow, I remind myself, it's all going to lead to a pretty wonderful spring. So I slap myself upside the head and get on with life. I got to tell you, I was wandering down the dry, rocky creek bed of the Ojolote. I think I was on a mission. I think it was a day when I was seeing if I could find any viable-looking ash seed, brown ash samaras hanging clusters on naked branches. And you may wonder why you don't see them on every ash tree. Then remember that our velvet ash is dioecious, male and female trees. So it was me and our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, working our way down that rock-strewn corridor. Not easy walking, but so interesting to see how summer flooding had yet again changed the channels, the path of the water. Favorite pools no longer existed. The whole creek had moved northward. Huge emery oaks, small ash trees had been uprooted. I forgot about the seed and joined the dogs in pure exploration. We found long stretches of sand. What a relief from stumbling on rock. We followed the bed around a bend and found a pool of water, and then not too far away, yet another pool of water, clear, clean water, two pools of clear, clean water coming up from below, beautiful seeps, deep enough for Farley to lay in while Choo-Choo lapped a drink. So the Ojolote flows beneath the surface and sometimes will show itself in a seep. It's pretty magical, I thought, and inspected for tracks in the soft, sandy mud around the water. Deer tracks, mule deer. And I'd been seeing a small group occasionally on my trots across the grassland. It's the rut. Dominant males hang out with a harem of does. A younger buck may hang with a group in hopes of, you know, trying to get a chance to breed. The dominant male, I mean, at the end of the rut, is exhausted. My goodness. Around the Mosquiti homestead, we just don't see the numbers we saw 15, 20 years ago of these wonderful mule deer. Close to the mountains, we come across herds of 30 or more. A couple months ago, prior to the breeding season, I came across 15 muleys while trekking in the Galiero Mountains. What a magnificent animal. They're huge. I mean, depending on age, of course, but I mean, they can weigh up 150 pounds, up to 200 pounds for a 3 or 4 year old male. I mean, that's a large animal wandering the Sonoran Desert, the desert grassland, and all around, you know, and at these lower elevations. And the multi-branched antlers on the bucks, the mule deer bucks. A friend of mine who likes to ride her mule in and around the Winchester Mountains tells me, "Petey, some of those mule deer bucks look like they have rocking chairs on their heads." The scientific name for the mule deer is Otocoleus hemonius. Otocoleus is from two Greek words referring to hollow pits on the surface of the premolars and molars. Is that wild? I looked that up, believe me. And those hollow pits are called infundibula. And that would be a very cool word to sling around at a gathering of wildlife biologists. Oh, blah, 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 infundibula. Anyway, oh, wait, I should. The specific epithet hemonius is also from two Greek words meaning half mule. And these mule deer around you and me are called the desert mule deer and are found southern Arizona, southern New Mexico, northern Sonora, northern Chihuahua, deer with no borders. North of those regions, you've got Rocky Mountain mule deer, which is simply a heftier version of ours. There's a cool book I should tell you about if you're into deer, Deer of the Southwest by a biologist named Jim Heffelfinger. Deer of the Southwest. To give you some more vocabulary for those gathering of wildlife biologists, infundibula, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, all of this sparked by some hoof prints around a magical seep in the dry, rocky stream bed of the Ojolote. Hoof prints that said desert mule deer and reminded me again, the desert is so beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.